home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Moon 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Big deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Looking for an enclosed trailer that works as hard as you do? Check out the Homesteader lineup at TC Trailers. Perfect for moving, camping gear, or hauling mowers and motorcycles, a car hauler, or race trailer. Homesteader trailers deliver quality at a great price. Choose the Challenger with its flat front and rounded roof, or the Intrepid featuring a sleek V-nose design. Find your perfect trailer at TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or online at tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Life happens, and having a primary care provider you trust can make all the difference. IU Health Primary Care in Frankfort welcomes two new family medicine physicians, Dr. Yang Yang Wong
or Dr. Paola Castellanos,
now accepting new patients. Whether you need an annual checkup, preventive care, help managing a chronic condition, or care when you're sick, our team is here for you and your family when you need it. Schedule your appointment today. Call 765-448-7500. IU Health Primary Care. Expert care. Close to home.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosier Land TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
good to have you along for Party Line. We appreciate you joining us, WILO and Boone's Best 1027. By the way, we were talking about this off air. And if you go to Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com, if you click under American Treasures, you can find things like the story of the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, the U.S. Constitution and amendments, the National Anthem, the Pledge of Allegiance, the Statue of Liberty, America's National Parks, U.S. State Parks, the State Motto, Veterans Day Tribute, Bixby Letter by Abraham Lincoln, I Have a Dream Speech by Martin Luther King Jr., Norman Rockwell, Boy Scout Law and Oath, and the Girl Scout Promise as well. So you can find those all at Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. Sherry Stowers is our guest with Daughters of the American Revolution, and she was just getting ready to tell us about a big day coming up, and I wanted to stop you right there because I know this one's going to take a little longer, and quite honestly, it's one of my favorite things that we do to honor, you know, those that we've lost. So I'll let you
it
take
is it. It's a wonderful. Do I need to talk about bells first or remember that for later?
Let's talk about bells first because it's the 17th.
It is very soon.
Oh, that's coming up. Okay, let's talk about that first.
And then we'll go to the other one.
So we are going to start participating this year in Bells Across America. On September 17th, of course, is the kickoff of Constitution Week, always. On September 17th at 4 o'clock is when they celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So they rang out the bells throughout Philadelphia. And that's what we continue to do today on September 17th at 4 o'clock. You ring the bells. So we are working with the local churches who have carolines to hopefully all play out a patriotic song right there at 4 o'clock. And I've just been talking with them here on the radio if they could also ring their bells at 4 o'clock. Of course, I had thought it would be a wonderful thing to do at school, but they'll already all be home. So we want to, as much as we can, ring out the bells or listen to the wonderful carolines at our churches in town or on the radio station as the bells ring out, signifying the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
And that's coming up September 17th.
Yes, which is the first day of Constitution Week.
Okay.
Yep.
I love that.
That's going to be, that'll be cool.
Yes, it will.
Okay. Cindy's really excited.
Back to Wreaths Across America.
There we go.
We are really excited, too. We just started this last year. We had for years put this off because it is a huge,
it is a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
But Chris Cadell, who is a member at the Anderson chapter, because that's where her mama lives, it's where she grew up, she's now an associate member with us and so very thankful that she brought Wreaths Across America to us and taught us how to do, and she is spearheading it, leading us through it. And so with this, the story is, I'm sure you've all seen, I'm doing half sentences here, sorry. I'm sure you've all seen the wreaths, the picture at Arlington Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Arlington National Cemetery, and that's what you just think of when you think about this. So we now are sponsoring wreaths. Our main place where we are working with them is at Greenlawn Cemetery, and that's where our dedication service will be again this year. But if you want to sponsor a wreath, for example, I go pick one up and take out to Oak Hill Cemetery for my father-in-law.
Yep.
And when you pick one up, then you are also responsible for taking care of it later when it's no longer all pretty and everything to go ahead and get it picked up. But our goal last year, we had 250 wreaths. This year, our goal is 350. And we're well on our way, but we need more sponsorships. So I know they can come online here or they can come in here. Of course, any DAR member could get you sponsor forms. I will have them on our Facebook page that you could download them. We do specifically want you to use either our QR code or our website or get the actual form from us, because then that way that wreath comes to Clinton County. If not, it will go wherever they assign it to go. If you simply do wreathsacrossamerica.org, you need that slash, which these, oh shoot, I don't have my reading glasses.
/IN.0228P as in Paul.
Yes.
And that O is a number O, correct?
Yes, zero.
Okay. So IN is in Indiana, 0228P.
And then the wreath will come to Clinton County. So it's one of these things that if you want to sponsor a wreath and you want to say, I'm going to come pick it up to take it for my own loved one, my own veteran. Or you can say, I'm going to sponsor a wreath and for Greenlawn Cemetery for this specific grave. Or you can say, I'm going to sponsor a wreath, lay it at Greenlawn where no one else has sponsored his wreath yet or her wreath yet.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful and it's beautiful. I don't know if y'all drove past and saw it last year once they were late. Yeah. Of course, our dedication service last year was in near blizzard conditions.
Oh, yeah. It was and frosty.
It's a, I guess I should say snow or shine. It's a snow or shine event.
Yeah.
But a beautiful event. Yes.
Well, yeah. This year, they're saying it's an El Nino. It should be a mild winter,
well,
they're
there
saying.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll give you some hope.
This year, the dedication service is December 19th at 3 p.m. They're at December 19th across the nation. But ours is at 3 p.m., and there again, what I can tell you, last year we had a high school student from Frankfort sang the national anthem for us. Again, the FFA was there, the Girl Scouts were there, and you come to the service, and then you can either stay and watch the placing of the wreaths, or you can actually go out and help us. And Melissa, you reminded me of this a moment ago when you were talking about the flags. As we place the wreath, we don't just fly it like a saucer to the grave sign site. We stand there and I say, Max Stowers, thank you for your service before I lay his wreath at his grave. So they...
There's something about saying the name aloud.
And that's exactly what I was just going to say. There is a quote, and I don't have it right now, of course. I don't think it's on here. That they say a person is not forgotten when they die. A person is forgotten the last time his name is mentioned.
Yeah.
And so it's the same with Robert Wright with our Patriot grave markings. Say his name. It's the same with our wreaths across America. Say their name.
Yeah.
Thank them.
Yeah.
Because they are somebody's son, somebody's daughter.
And that's what we tell the
somebody's
kids
husband
when we put
or
the
wife.
Flags out.
Somebody's child, somebody's father or mother who left home to go serve.
Now, if we can get them to come, if we can get Dar to come, because I just brought this up to her today to the senior fair, we will have these forms there at the senior fair. Maybe
Certainly.
We can actually have them there in case you guys aren't, since I just brought it up to her today. But we will have these forms with us, even if you're not there, but hopefully they can be there that day. But we will have these forms there.
Sure.
That means we've got to remember that.
I know.
Well, that's
Sherry
on us now.
Sherry won't let me forget.
No,
okay, good.
I won't.
Well, that's all right. So, I'm glad to hear that.
There are a few
hopefully
other things I remind her
them.
Of often.
Yes, well, hopefully we can have them there with us for the senior fair as well, and you can get these forms there, and they will have other things that maybe you would need to have information about there that day as well.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
I just totally guilted you into that, didn't I?
Yes. So a few other things we've had going on in the community. Just a while back, we did a Taste of History where Glenda Fry, we had DAR join with the Garden Club, and at the library, we presented Taste of History, which was where Glenda did a wonderful presentation on the foods of the Revolution. And
oh
a favorite
my gosh,
dish.
I need to hear more about this.
Oh, a favorite dish of George Washington. She served jambalaya, which you would not think of that as being a colonial food, but she said it was because it was end of garden. It's you take what you have and make something good. And then, of course, sugar cream pie. So she was talking about all of the different ones. And then at the end of her presentation, we actually got to sample the food. So that was excellent. That's one thing we've done. We helped sponsor at the library the Independence Day. I forget the exact title of it now, but where different people came in, among them Raymond Beats, who came in and spoke, and Mark Kreps from Anderson, who has been such wonderful help to us with our Patriot grave markings. Let's see. I went to speak at the Rotary Club not long ago, and also at the library, very briefly, a replica lantern that Paul Revere carried.
We went that day to see the lantern.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So
took pictures.
I like those little things, though. I like when it just kind of keeps it. Front of mind without, because we get busy in our daily lives and sometimes we just need those quick little reminders.
Absolutely.
It's been, your calendar must look like, I mean, I wouldn't even begin to know. You got to have the big wide print calendar in order to be able to have enough room for it.
Well, I was telling Cindy just a minute ago, someone called and wondered if I could come speak at the Legion Past Commander's Banquet. And in true Sherry fashion, I had already said yes and then asked what the date was. And it's on the 12th of September. So we have our very first meeting where Renita Watkins is going to speak about her grandfather's journey. So that will be a good program for us. So we have our first meeting in the morning. I have this banquet in the evening and then the Patriot Grave Marking the next day. But that's how it goes sometimes. I want to get the word out there. I want to get as many people as we can thinking more about our veterans and our current people serving.
Well, let's go back a little bit and talk about that, because it's been a while since we talked about how you can be a DAR member. You know, talk about that whole process, because you have to show that somebody in your family. And so talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
Refresh our memories on that.
Sure. In order to join DAR, you need to be a lineal descendant of someone who served in the American Revolution. So it can't be my aunt or my uncle. It has to be my mother, my father, my grandmother, my grandfather. And I would almost, I can't guarantee, but I would come right close to, if you want to join, they are going to be, because so many people served. So we put our best people on it and they start looking for those connections. And honestly, I'm glad you asked, because we have 33 new members. So a lot of that is because the semi-quincentennial here, the 250th. So I wanted to throw that word out there.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. I was going to ask you, though, when you had your shirt on and you were talking about the year, if this had helped kind of reignite, you know, a fire for some people to check and recognize their loved ones. And it's been 250 years and it was kind of a big deal this year, which was awesome. I wish every year was a big deal for the independence of our country.
Right. But, absolutely.
But I wondered if that had spurred some people to do a little more research. And
I think it probably did. And then we all just in DAR, we kind of have a renewed zeal, renewed, you know, go out there and share with everybody and, you know, hey, join us.
Yeah.
It's a great place to be. It's a great thing to do. And I so often hear people say, well, there's no way. I don't have anyone who could possibly be. And, well, would you just do me a favor and tell me your parents' names and your grandparents' names and let us look?
Yeah.
And that's amazing, because you had told me there was absolutely no way.
Well, because the only history I had was on the one side with the Mexican Indian side, and we knew that they had served in so many conflicts. But nothing, all the records dropped off in the early 1800s with that service. Well, come to find out, it's still in that line of family, but you found two.
Yes.
Yeah.
So right now your niece, your brother's daughter,
yeah,
is a member, which means you could be. If your brother is in, you could be in.
Yeah.
Same parents.
Yeah.
So same lineage going back there.
Yeah. So, I mean, she literally calls me and says, hey, guess what? This is what we found. And it's like, oh, you know, and Jill and I got to talking about it. She said, well, it'd have to be either here or here, because she's
Jill, by the way, at the library.
Yeah,
her
Jill
niece.
Garrison at the library is my niece, and she does run the genealogy department, but she hadn't even gotten
unfair
that
advantage.
Far. So, but she didn't know either.
That's even crazier.
Because she hadn't gotten that far
right.
yet. So, but yeah, the hound dogs, they DAR.
There you go. Now, one
it,
thing
so.
I will tell you is we normally go the easiest journey. So sometimes someone, like my maiden name's Merrick. So I could say, hey, here's this Merrick Patriot. I want him proven. Well, you may have to do that on your own, because we will find the easiest way to get you in DAR. We aren't, I mean, we'll do research to find somebody, but not necessarily to find your particular person, unless it also is coming more easily to us, especially now when we have so many people that we're doing the research on. So that is one thing to note. We will get you in, but I have like three people right now.
And there's so many more ways to do that research than what there used to be years ago.
Yes.
So it definitely helps that in searching that lineage.
Yes. But it is such a good service organization to be part of. It's something I'm really proud to tell anybody about, anybody what we do. And I think anyone can agree with what it is that we do.
Yeah.
See, I love that you have your pride, that pride about this organization. What is the easiest way, if somebody's like, well, maybe I'll just throw my grandpa's name or whatever, what's the easiest way to start looking that up?
Well, if you're on Facebook at all, find the Facebook page and contact or message me. My name's out there quite a bit. You could text me or email me. We actually have an email now that is Captain Harmon Oy, D-A-R, and that Oy is A-U-G-H-E, Captain Harmon Oy, D-A-R, at gmail.com. So you could email me. You can also go on dar.org and fill out a membership interest survey. And in that, please, under comments, say that you are interested in joining either the Frankfort chapter, Frankfort, Indiana chapter, the Clinton County, Indiana chapter, or go ahead and say the Captain Harmon Oy chapter, and they will direct you to us. If not, sometimes they, well, I know we have someone in our chapter who lives over right close to the Hamilton County line, and so they sent her name to Hamilton County rather than to us, which, because she was... we were who she was wanting to join. So it's a good thing in that comments to say either Frankfort, Indiana, Clinton County, Indiana, or the Captain Harmon Oy chapter. But it's a membership interest form on dar.org.
Have any of the, I don't know what they're called, where you, I'll just say spit in a tube and send it off to these
23andMe, the DNA.
Yeah, have any of those come into play with trying to?
We have not. Okay. Our chapter has not. Not saying we couldn't, because Rayana Stover, our registrar, she's wonderful. So I'm not saying we couldn't use that, but we have not. Oh, shoot. You just said something else that I wanted to say with what we were doing there.
But if you want to like research stuff on your own, go down to the library. They'll help you. They'll put you in front of a computer if they got one open, and you can use their ancestry site to go ahead and start some of that and do some research. You'd be surprised what you can find.
And that honestly is what I was going to say. So thank you. What we will need from you, that you need to provide for us, is your birth certificate. And then if your husband will be included, his birth certificate and your marriage license. and most likely your parents' birth certificate, both for both, and their marriage license. If they have passed away, of course, we can go through records, but it has to be far enough, long enough ago, that it is open to the general public. So there are a few things that you will have to provide to us, and it has to be the legal copy, not the pretty copy from the hospital or the pretty copy from your pastor when you got married.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then once we find out, honestly, I have had a couple of people express interest, and it has taken us close to 2 years to get the way found. But that's few and far between. Like I said, we have 33 new members. So that's maybe two of those 33. Most of them, once you tell us you want to be in, we start doing that research and have your application turned in within 3 or 4 weeks. And then it is usually approved within another 3 or 4 weeks. So the turnaround time is really pretty fast.
That's a lot of work. You guys do a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's not just about the application. It's what we do afterwards. It's historic preservation, education, and patriotism. Oh, I wanted to say a couple years ago, and I need to expand this, I think. I went into a fourth grade class at Clinton Prairie to, of course, that's Indiana history, and told them that it was Indiana DAR, actually, for our 100-year anniversary, had a contest to come up with a state pennant, a state flag. And so it was a DAR contest that came to the design of our state flag. And then for our 150th anniversary was another DAR contest that came up with the flag motto, the pledge to the flag, which I didn't even know we had one till I joined DAR. So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But I went into the fourth grade classes and taught them all about the state flag and what everything means on it, the meaning behind the colors and the stars.
There's some pretty smart kids out there, too, aren't there?
There are. Mm-hmm. I love going into the classrooms and talking with them. And then, of course, for seniors, we have the Good Citizens, where the school counselor will choose someone to be in that, where a specific senior writes a thesis on a given topic. And then they choose. We give away over $600 in scholarships with the Good Citizen Award.
That's great. So, you guys are a busy chapter, and we appreciate all you do.
Thank you.
It's a lot of work, I know. But if somebody would like to find out more, do you want them just to contact us here and we can give out that information?
That would be great.
Okay. All right. We'll get that afterwards so you don't have to spill it all out on the air here.
That would be great. Yeah. Well, and definitely that Captain Harmon Oy, AUGHEDAR@gmail.com, or look on Facebook. We're pretty easy to find on Facebook with that same name.
It's a very unique name.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's the spelling of it that always gets folks.
But if you type in Captain Harmon, it comes right up.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Here in town, from talking with a family member, it is Oy, just as in joy. Mm-hmm. Other areas around the country might say Ohi, but we say Oy. And we actually still have family members living here in Clinton County, in Frankfort. So that's great.
That is great.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. nice.
It's the end of the line with sons, though, so that's sad. Oh. But I've been there with my Merrick name as well. So my line's done.
All good things must come to an end.
Yeah, bless my daddy with his four daughters.
Yep.
Well, that's great. All right. We really appreciate you coming in. Again, Sherry Stowers with the DAR, but really Clinton County, Daughters of the American Revolution. And you're a wealth of information. You are a treasure for our community.
Oh, thank you.
To have all of this and to do all of this. I think that, again, we need to continue honoring those who have served, and we appreciate what they've done to give us our freedoms. And again, if you would like to find out more, you can go to Clinton Carroll and BooneCountyDailyNews.com and click the American Treasures tab. And by the way, some people still don't know that you can also change the language on that. There's just a little thing that says English if you want it in Spanish, German, or French as well. There are little, you can just click on that and click whatever you'd like to see it in, and you can see it in any of those languages wherever you are. So that just a reminder of Clinton Carroll and BooneCountyDailyNews.com that they can all be switched in language as well. So just a couple things, and I lost one of them. It did not print for me, and you know you can never find it again when you're looking for it. But a couple of other things that are happening today. I got to get to that sheet because
while
my brain wasn't
that,
there. Thank you.
Clinton County Highway Department will have 800 North between 600 West and State Road 39 closed all day today, so please avoid the area.
The Thorntown Public Library's Tween Book Club is tonight, 3:30 until 4:30. Also, don't forget that every Wednesday beginning today through October 7th at 6 p.m. at Trinity Hope, it's financial wellness, financial literacy classes for the entire family. Supper will be served at 6 p.m. that adults and teens will go to the separate classes. Child care will be provided for young children. You do get a gift card for attending each session, and those sessions include budgeting, retirement planning, college savings, and purchase planning. If you would like more information, you can call Trinity Hope Center 659-6063. Also coming up tonight, the Burlington Town Council or Burlington Joint Park Board is having a meeting. That's at 7 o'clock at the Burlington Community Park. The Wesley Manor commercial viewing is coming up on the 4th, which is actually going to be on Friday. Just a reminder of that. And then there are several things happening this weekend. One, we wanted to give you a little time to plan on Sapphire Bay Community Free Day, sponsored by the Farmers Bank Foundation, charitable foundation of the previous Farmers Bank. Is free admission at Sapphire Bay coming up on Monday, which is Labor Day. We're heading into Labor Day weekend. There are several things happening at Indiana Beach, and we are trying to get Tom Chrissy on to talk about. They are having something coming up, which is really cool. It's Hops and Coaster Drops. This is obviously an over 21 event, so you would have to be 21 and over to come, but we are trying to get him scheduled to come on and talk about that as well. There are fireworks scheduled this weekend also at Indiana Beach. So just some of the things happening coming up this weekend as we head into a long Labor Day weekend. Woohoo! Although once we get to Labor Day, I'm like, okay, it's officially fall.
Right. Absolutely.
I asked the question yesterday. Maybe you ladies can weigh in on this. Is it okay to start putting fall decorations up now?
Some places already are.
Some places. My kids are like, oh yeah, we've already got it. I'm like, really? Is it? I don't know. I feel like I'm a September 15th kind of gal, but they say it's okay. What's your take?
I guess you can go ahead and put them up now because
I think it's when
not
you hit
today
September.
With the heat, but yeah. But there have been a few mornings when you go out and fall is in the air.
Yeah. Yeah. I think once you hit September,
it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well,
okay. If I have one more little minute,
go for it. Absolutely.
Yes. Remember my Patriot grave marking.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody come on out. September 13th, Providence Cemetery.
Bring your chair.
2 o'clock in the afternoon. Do bring your chair.
Yeah.
And please remember, DAR is about our servicemen and women, our veterans. It's just honor them. Thank them. If you see somebody out, thank them.
Yes, I agree. And we will continue to announce that for you, and we'll get it back up on Clinton Carroll and Boone County Daily News.
Yeah, I know we've had it.
We just had a nice article in about it.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so we will continue.
We'll bump it up to remind everybody.
We believe in the importance of that as well. So before we do get off here today, I would like to offer, we have a pair of free beverages from our friends at Bigby Coffee. If you would like to win those beverages, all you have to do is be the first caller right now, 765-659-333. And Dason will get the phone. You can win a pair of free hot, iced, or frozen beverages from Bigby Coffee. And I think that's the last little bit of business we had today, isn't it?
I think so.
All right. Shan will be back in tomorrow. We always appreciate having you along for Party Line right here on WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.